The All Blacks selectors have signalled their intentions to keep the Bledisloe Cup well and truly locked away at New Zealand Rugby headquarters for another year. Coach Steve Hansen has today named what appears to be his strongest available lineup for the first of two tests against Australia in Perth on Saturday night. The most notable of the selections comes in the loose forwards, where Adi Savea has been chosen for his first test start at blindside flanker. The Hurricanes star will be part of a formidable trio alongside skipper Kieran Reid as well as Sam Kane. Speaking about the makeup of the loose forwards, Steve Hansen says there was a straightforward rationale behind picking Savea, Reid and Kane to start together.
Probably the best back row we can put on the park. You know, you've got Artie, who's been in outstanding form all super season. Sam Kane's come back and gives us a real physical presence on the park and is a natural seven. And Rito, he's coming back into his true form. So and once people see what we're doing on Saturday, they'll agree that they're the three guys we should have picked.
Well, joining me in the studio is Clay Wilson, our sports reporter, to discuss the makeup of the All Blacks team. It seems to be taking the structure of a pretty formidable pack, something that you wouldn't be surprised seeing picked for the first World Cup game, for example.
No, I think this was signalled that those first two tests were going to be about experimenting a little without the Crusaders for the first test. And we did really see two quite experimental sides in those tests against Argentina and South Africa. But we were always going to see something closer to a strongest 15, strongest 23 for these two Bledisloe Cup tests, given they're one of the last three games the All Blacks have before the World Cup. So definitely close to what looks like the strongest available team that Hansen could have picked.
And happy to see Adi Savea at blindside?
I think it was inevitable. His form's been irresistible, and you combine that with Liam Squire being absent and not really having a really solid six there. Having Adi Savea, Sam Kane and Kieran Reid slowly coming back to form as well, all three in really good form, just makes sense to have all three of them on the park at the same time. It's pretty explosive, and you don't really lose anything. Adi Savea, a dynamic player, but you don't really lose anything in terms of physicality that you might think that with a Liam Squire you might get. Adi Savea is pretty menacing with ball in hand and can hit pretty hard defensively, so you don't lose really anything in that sense.
Yeah, we've seen what he can do, and talking about athleticism, we've got Scott Barrett back from injury, the coach really saying that that's one of his pluses as well as being a huge unit. Great timing given Brady Retallick's injury.
Yeah, it's perfect timing with Retallick being out, having another world-class lock to come in there. But while a lock, we've seen how mobile he can be, and I think we talked last week about the potential of Scott Barrett maybe getting a run in that number six role. So him having him at lock really gives that pack a lot of mobility. So perhaps we're going to see them really try and run them out, especially in the forwards.
And the backs, of course, so Sonny Bill out, Antoinette Brown in, but of course got some stability there with Barrett at fullback and Moonga in first five. So not too much change there.
Yeah, Steve Hansen said this afternoon he thought Bowden Barrett was the best player on the park against South Africa, and they really liked what they saw in the Moonga-Barrett combination at first five and fullback in that South Africa test. I guess we didn't get to see the best of it. No. The All Blacks weren't at their best, but they clearly like what they saw and want to have another crack at seeing those two playmakers on the field together, and that's obviously the way they're looking to go for the World Cup with that up-tempo, fast attacking style of play.
And just quickly looking at the Wallabies, because we've got a blast from the past, bad boy James O'Connor chosen to start.
Yeah, Steve Hansen actually admitted that he didn't pick it at all, and he'd been surprised by seeing James O'Connor brought in. His first test start in 6 years. Of course, he's had his indiscretions in the past, but he's obviously worked his way back and got back into this Wallabies team. So really interesting to see him named, and interesting to see how he goes. A very dynamic and fast player with the ability to break play open, so we'll see him there. No David Pocock, he hasn't made it as was sort of expected, so All Blacks won't have to contend with him, but still expecting, Steve Hansen says, a pretty big test on Saturday night.
And also no Bernard Foley, he's left right out of the team, the coach sticking with Christian Lialifano, who's had that inspiring recovery from leukemia and played pretty well last week.
Yeah, looks as though with that selection that Lialifano has moved ahead in that number 10 stakes for the Wallabies. So yeah, Bernard Foley perhaps with a little bit of work to do, and maybe has missed his chance.
There we go. All right, well, all eyes on that game. It's across in Perth, right? So what time are we going to be able to watch it?
Oh, it'll be later in the night. It'll be something like midnight, I think, by the time it gets to here.
Going. Okay. All right. Thanks very much. Clay Wilson there with the latest on the All Blacks selection ahead of Saturday's Bledisloe Cup against the Wallabies in Perth.